Now, far fewer people have applied for a special COVID unemployment benefit than first forecast. The 12-week payment began in June and covers people made redundant between March and October because of the pandemic. The number of people who have applied for the COVID income relief payment close at midnight tonight. Now, at the back in April, a report to Cabinet said more than 300,000 people could end up being eligible for it. Just 38,000 grants have, however, been approved. Our social issues reporter Sarah Robson asked the Social Development Minister Carmel Cipollone why that's happened.
The figures really show that New Zealand's economy is faring much better than we had predicted at the beginning of COVID. Secondly, at the time that we had made the decision to implement the COVID income relief payment, no decisions had been made around a wage subsidy resurgence opportunity or support. And so, you know, that wasn't factored in when the initial numbers were done.
Figures from the ministry to the end of October show that of the 27,000 people who have cancelled the payment, 2,300 of them have obtained work, but 23,000 of them have run out. We know just over 5,000 have transferred onto job seeker support, but do we have any idea what's happened to the rest of these people who have run out and not necessarily transferred onto government support?
No, we don't have the actual data on that. We can make some assumptions. Some people would be in relationships and potentially not eligible for access to a benefit. Their partner may still be working. Some may have gone into some sort of study.
Are you concerned that there's potentially thousands of people out there who could be jobless, come off the COVID income relief payment, but aren't eligible for government support?
Look, you know, what we have done at the same time as increasing our income support to New Zealanders during this COVID context is also increasing our support for people to get into employment and upskilling and training opportunities. And so that is certainly still in place. And what we've seen over June, July, August, September and October is actually more people are exiting benefit to go into employment than what they were last year in 2019.
And that was the Social Development Minister Carmel Cipollone speaking to our social issues reporter Sarah Robson.